I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, welcome along to a Ready Player 2 episode 73. I've got to start really fast because somebody's going to laugh, because people's shit is not calm today. We've got so many fucking hosts that my normal go-to would have been a plethora of hosts, but we've got so many today that I brought up a list of shit.
This is a list.
Yeah, no, murder is an obvious one, right? But there's some fucking brilliant ones in here. Smorgasbord, a venue, a rafter, an ambush, a dray, a colony, a prickle. I quite like a prickle. Ambush. No. The judge just told you you're not allowed to do that anymore. A bloat, a flamboyance, a tower of giraffes. But my favourite one is a cowardice. A cowardice of dogs. So we have a cowardice of podcast hosts today. Literally everybody who's important is here. So we've got Lee. Lee's here, right?
Yarr.
But also he's brought along an extra Lee, just in case one of him wasn't enough. Right?
He told me I wasn't allowed.
This is the only time I'm going to allow you to do it. Make extra Lee make a noise.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. That's right, people. 73 episodes later, and we have a fucking soundboard.
We're like a proper
we have Miss L.
Oh, hi.
I'm gonna say hello. Oh, there we go. Hey, she's ready. We've got Mr. Lewis Knight.
Yo.
And we have Rossifer Bellbag.
All right.
And I'm Rich, because I forget to say my name on most podcasts, so sorry about that. But you hear me most of the rest of the episode.
You make
so
up for
probably,
it with the rest of the time.
Yeah. Probably okay.
That's all we hear.
We've got so much shit. So we've got five people today, which means I've basically got absolutely no hope of keeping this on the tracks. So I'm probably just going to let it go. Let this cowardice do what it will. And we'll see what happens. We've also got fucking tons of games to talk about as well, which is ridiculous. And we've also got big games to talk about. Relevant games. Relevant fucking... What the hell is
Look
going
us,
on?
Reasonably.
We also put out a video that people have actually watched, which is making
more
me a
than
little
two.
Bit... more than two people have watched. I don't even know what's going on at the minute. I've got a funny... If we accidentally become relevant, can we all agree that we're just going to stop?
Yeah. Yes.
Actually,
yeah, let's do a
Fawlty Towers. We did that a couple of years ago, and suddenly
like
we got
Prince.
Loads more listens.
Don't worry,
like
I'll balance your life.
I think
fine.
He's still
I'll
going, Lewis. Like just nobody notices.
Didn't he die?
Right then.
He's dead.
He did.
Prince? Yeah. Is Prince dead?
Yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Oh,
two
my
years
God.
Ago.
I didn't fucking
what
know that.
What hole do you live in?
I need to have a moment of silence now. I didn't even know that.
There's that relevance.
He changed his name to a symbol, and then I got really confused, and I didn't know who he was. All right, okay, it's fine. Right, we need to start on a game. I'm not going to start on one of the big, big ones, because otherwise we'll fucking blow our wad and everybody will stop listening. So we need to start on one of the smaller ones. Oh, shit, but they're all big. Okay. This isn't something I would normally do, but I'm going to do it this week, and this might be a bit of a fucking gamble, so I might need to be chopped up. Can we start with L?
Shit.
Now that... I know, do you know what I mean? That is starting at the very peak of the mountain, and I'm worried that the velocity is going to get a bit high from there, but let's start off anyway.
Okay.
What have you got for us this week?
So, I purchased today, after my eyes are a little bit better, a game called This War of Mine. It
Ooh,
is
I've read about
a scavenger game. I'm calling it a scavenger game, it's a survival game, okay? It is black and white, point and click, atmospheric indie game.
It looks great.
I've
actually played this and it's amazing.
Yeah, I've played
I
this.
Think
yeah.
I've played this.
Also amazing.
I think I own this.
It came out in 2014, so I'm hoping people have played this. But if they're like me and they've missed this, then this is a good game.
I haven't played it, Elf. Tell me all about it.
This is the side-scrolling zombie thing from is it Microsoft Studios or Microsoft Published or something?
It's from 11-Bit Studios and published by 11-Bit Studios.
All right, okay, I'm wrong. Don't worry about it. Carry on.
But yeah,
stop pointing out how wrong I am.
Let's ignore them and focus on the game. But so this is a war game I am actually really enjoying. You don't play as a soldier. You don't play as like a special combatant whatsoever. You play as a group of just random spoddish people. There were some story bits about spoddish. They're just random spods. There's a, I think it was like
all potatoes now.
Potatoes.
Spoddish.
If only they were potatoes.
So you play as this group of potatoes, and there's is the potato zombies?
I don't think it's zombies, but there are snipers.
It's post-war, Rich. So, I mean, the clue's kind of in the name.
I think
this war.
Yeah.
War.
Do you know what? I don't think this is the game that I played. I think I've played one that looks like this that has zombies in it.
It's really atmospheric, though. I've only gone to day two, but I'm enjoying it. So during the day, you sort out your base, you make stuff, you feed your people, you let them have a bit of a sleepy if they're tired, you heal them up if they're wounded or sick, and then you go out in the nighttime and you scavenge at different locations. And this is everything that I want in a game. It's like resource management. Holy shit. I love it. I'm probably going to lose a lot of my hours to this.
I've definitely not played this. This is not the game I've played at all. This is like.
Cool, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, thanks. I was like, I'm on board with one of the crazy games Ella's come up with. No, turns out no. It looks similar to a different crazy game that I might have played at some point. So this is all resource gathering, and then you go back at the end of a day, and then you give everybody your resources, and then you go out again the next day? Is that the kind of thing?
Yeah, and you occasionally get into fisticuffs or fights with, like, scavengers or... I don't know, run away from snipers. I've not encountered a sniper yet, but I will. I got scared off by a rat, and I don't know whether it's my instincts. Like, oh
you're
my god!
You're struggle with a sniper then.
There's movement!
Was the rat armed?
Snipers! Snipers are human. I can deal with that shit. The rat, it could be anything.
It was a rat!
Yeah.
You'd already identified it! It was species and everything!
But it could go for you. Rats are scary, okay? People, not so much. Rats! Jumpy, bitey disease carriers. But they're also very intelligent and cute. I don't know. There's two sides to this story, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm confused.
Okay, so this is... Oh, my God. This is reasonably... This is reasonably normal, and I'm worried that there's... Like, does everybody... become watermelons on the third day or something like that.
No, this is a relatively normal game that I've chosen that I quite enjoy.
Okay. Oh my god. We started. I started with Eldair and I thought, right, this is going to get shit. This is going to get wacky really fast, right?
Dory, I said that one from a second.
That was pretty normal. This is free at the minute on Steam.
Yeah,
play
for the next
free.
46 minutes.
Ends in 45 minutes, it says for me, which...
We're going to have to edit this podcast really quickly.
While we're podcasting is possibly not the appropriate time to be playing that game. I'm fucking looking through my Steam library to try and find the other game that looks like this.
I'm sure we've played this.
I've got too fucking many.
Don't worry.
Dead one, or what's the other one?
Yeah, I can share this one with you.
Daylight, something like that, isn't it?
Daylight.
Oh, yeah, Daylight, yeah.
Was that side-scrolling like this?
Yeah. It's something like that. It's something like that. I think it's Daylight.
Oh, okay.
That was it.
I'm glad we... Deadlight.
I don't know. Something.
Deadlight.
Something like that. It's a real game. It's a real game that's published by Microsoft Studios that I'm definitely not making up.
But anyway...
It is a real game.
Sorry, I've derailed you, Elle. Carry on about your rat.
Well, no. Yes, I did enjoy it. Not the rat, the game.
Oh, sorry.
Just to clarify. But yeah, Lewis, you said that you played this game and Lee as well. Not Rich, because you already said that you haven't played it.
Yeah.
We've already established that this isn't the game that Rich has played.
No, sorry about that.
Jesus Christ.
This has got overwhelmingly positive on Steam. What? How much is it? Oh, okay, £4.49 it is on Steam.
That's pretty good.
That's on offer. Pretty good.
It's on offer.
Oh, on offer at the minute for the next
offer ends
day.
In less 21 hours.
Yeah. So by the time this podcast is out, you're shit out of luck. You're gonna have to pay. You have to pay $14.99 for this. It looks pretty good though. I always like this side-scrolling mechanism. Whatever the fuck the name of that other game was that I've played, it looks
Deadlight.
Almost exactly Deadlight. It looks almost exactly like that, but with obviously different mechanics and everything behind it. Kind of like it.
Don't normally like platformer-ish, 2D-ish games. Apart from obviously, I don't know, top-down views like in Stardew Valley. But I've really, really enjoyed it. I think it really lends to this kind of claustrophobic feel. But there we go.
Awesome. Well, we got through one of Elle's games and there was nothing really, really weird. Nobody spontaneously turned into Hoovers. There was a rat, which everybody was a bit confused about. But other than that, that was pretty straightforward. So I'm really happy, Elle.
Good job.
Gold star for you, Elle.
Yes!
Gold star. Well done. That was a game that I can genuinely actually play and or understand. Not like some crazy basketball game or a game about pottery.
That comes later.
Oh, my God. Okay, fine. We're going to go to somebody else. Right. Who's got something else they want to talk about? Who is wetting themselves with excitement to talk about a game that they played?
Firewatch.
Okay. Right, before we do this, we've spoken about... This is rapidly becoming the Firewatch podcast.
I don't want to talk about it for too long, because I know that we've talked about it at great length.
Okay.
On a previous episode, but I finally got around to finishing it. And I have many thoughts and feelings.
Okay. Do you need to be lying down for this? Do I have to have a notebook or...
A bucket of water?
No. None of the above.
Okay.
I absolutely loved it. Probably one of my favourite games this year.
Sweet.
Right up until about the last 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yep. And we can't say what it is. Actually, I think I started tipping off the edge slightly before that when I realised what was going on.
It goes in almost to the almost until you're at the credits, and then it takes a total left turn and goes, No.
That's all of this that you've been building up to. And it's a bit of an emotional washout rather than a narrative washout, I thought.
Yeah. I kind of wish that they had not gone in the direction that they had gone in and maybe gone for a sequel.
Yeah.
Or just kept totally the game going.
Yeah.
And gone in the direction that
I could have gone for more game
towards.
Like, I had probably an hour's more game in me before they started wrapping it all up. I mean, you've got to be careful because a game like that does outstay its welcome after a little while. I think they were hedging their bets a little bit, but it was... Yeah. I could have gone a bit longer. And the way they tied it up... I mean, do you know what? The journey was so good that I can forgive the destination.
Yeah, same.
But there's no multiple endings. There's no choices. You're very much driven by what the narrative is doing, and you're part of it in so much as you get to take part in small events in it, but you're not actually making any decisions that have got any impact.
No.
But it's still... I mean...
And I got bitten by a raccoon.
No! What? I didn't get bitten by a raccoon!
Yeah,
oh,
so...
You're going to have to replay then, aren't you?
So towards the end, there's a thing, and you have to do a thing, and you get bitten by a raccoon.
Holy shit.
So
this has increased the game's value for me.
On a scale of 1 to court order, how much did you fall in love with Delilah?
Like, stood outside the voice actress's house right now.
Like podcasting from her porch.
Night vision goggles and everything.
Posting letters through her letterbox. This
Senpai
is really difficult.
Senpai, notice me.
This might be the surprise. This is going to be a different situation for Elle. Because I don't think that the guy that you play is anywhere near as lovable as Delilah is, and I think half of her allure is the fact that you never see her in the game.
Yeah.
And it's all dialogue, it's all over radio and stuff like that. But, she's a bit of a sultry minx. I think I've said this before, so I don't need to say it too much more, but yeah. I'm really glad you enjoyed it, actually, because I thought that you were going to
thoroughly enjoyed it.
Good. Did you fall in love with her as well, Al?
She's alright. I mean, I don't know how you can fall in love with disembodied voices. But then again, I'm also
betrothed
to my space husband.
People listen to our podcast. They love us.
Hang on, am I the only one who hasn't played this now?
No, I've not played it yet.
You're Ross. Yeah, this is we're continuing with our trend of having a different host play Firewatch every single podcast, right? And when we run out of main hosts, that's it. We're going to start sacking people and bringing other people on board just so that they can talk about Firewatch. This is going
to I'm never playing it then.
Fuck. To be fair, you're the first to be sacked.
Discovered a loophole.
Anyway.
Last in, first out.
Oh, shit, yeah. No, good. I'm really glad you liked it. It's a weird one because a lot of the time we get different opinions about the same game. So somebody will say, oh, I really enjoyed this. And somebody else will go, oh, no, bag of shit. Didn't like it at all. And there
I'll just
is a real...
They'll send me a free copy.
There is a real element of, yeah, everybody on the fucking podcast has played this game. Send me a free copy. The, this is the first, one of the first games I think a bunch of us have played and all of us have liked fairly uniformly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Man, we're going to need to find another one of these.
Oh, man.
Oh, make another man. One.
Well, we don't want to. We don't want to spend too much time.
No, we're gonna have to stop. We're gonna have. What was, I'm sorry. What was the title of the second podcast? Second Firewatch.
Delilah
was there a subtitle there?
Delilah Returns.
Oh, Delilah Returns. That's not what I thought you said. That is absolutely not what I thought you said. For some reason, I heard Firewatch 2 Divide All Turds.
takes a very rich white turn.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry. But if they end up using that, then we get royalties.
Oh my god. Oh my.
Right. I'm sorry. Podcast title. Divide All Turds. Done. Really?
Sorted.
Oh my god. Right. Alright, Al's.
Okay. Al's gone off the deep end, so.
Alright. Yeah, okay. Woo! We're going to go to Ross, if that's alright, Ross. Do you want to talk about something that you played in the last couple of weeks since we podcasted last?
Yeah, I do. I played The Witness, which I think Lee watched me stream this.
No, Lewis watched you.
No, I didn't watch it.
It was you.
Nobody watched you, Ross. You. Nobody likes you.
Someone was talking to me from our account. I'm not sure who. It's a puzzle game that is weird as fuck. It's the description. You wake up alone on a strange island full of puzzles that will challenge and surprise you.
That one.
Yeah.
Wasn't this in the Indie Palooza?
Quite possibly. Probably. It's currently £30 on Steam, but it's also currently free on Games with Gold this month. So right, I thought, okay. Why not give it a go? Free game. Yeah, it's weird.
Is this not just
my brain.
Mist?
No. It's a puzzle game.
It's just lots and loads of puzzles. Loads and loads of
Mist
puzzles.
What Mist was?
Mist was all puzzles.
No, not like real world. They're real world puzzles in Mist, aren't they? This is just actual puzzle puzzles.
No, but you actually walk around. This is like a first person thing, isn't it? That you walk around.
Yeah, you walk up to these boards.
Like Mist.
I never played Mist. You just walk up to these boards that are all linked together all around this island. I'm assuming they all eventually unlock one thing, one key to get off this island, but it just hurt my brain a lot.
Okay.
And I had to turn it off. It was too hard.
Did you pay for this?
No, it's free.
It's free? Why is it £30 on PC? Is it free on PS4 or something?
It's free on Games with Gold on Xbox this month, yeah.
Right. I've just linked you guys in Skype to the Indiepalooza Part 1.
Indiepalooza.
Which we posted in 2013.
You did.
This is the first game on that list.
It is. Wow, look at that. Yeah. So what that video shows is basically what the entire game is, just dragging these little lines across puzzles.
Okay.
Contrast, remember that?
I did watch this.
Yeah.
I did watch Ross play this, and I didn't see the early parts of his gameplay.
Saw everything. Lee. That is it. There is no explanation of what happens.
You
turn the game on, and your first puzzle is to drag a line up.
None of them made any sense to me.
But that's the same as Mist. Okay, look, I'm in on this.
Hey, do you know who makes this?
Immediately.
Who?
Jonathan Blow.
I mean, what a name.
Yeah. The guy behind it, it's a pretty good name.
Oh, the guy that made Braid.
Yeah.
Ah, that's why it's come up with Braid. People who also search for The Witness, search for Braid, Firewatch, and the Talos Principle.
There you go, look at that, we're all linked.
Right, I'm going to have to get this. Like, I'm not paying £30, let's fucking face it. But I'm going to be playing this because I really liked Mist. Like, really liked Mist.
Yeah. I thought we'd already established that it wasn't like Mist.
Yeah, but he doesn't know. He doesn't understand the mistiness.
Well, Lee
of
kept
it
saying
all.
It wasn't like Mist.
Yeah, I haven't played
Lee,
Mist.
He doesn't fucking know.
Or if I have, I can't remember.
He was busy putting stuff up his nose when mist was a thing. That was, he was in his heyday at that point.
Jesus. That was the 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And then the, yeah, no, I'm going to have to play this just to see if it is shit. Now, because I really like mist, but on the flip side of that, I got Abduction, which is which was Cyan World's,
yeah.
It's Cyan World, isn't it? Cyan World's latest one. Yeah, but it was a bag of crap.
Well, that's what I think of the witness. No, no offense to Jonathan Blow and his braid's fantastic, but this is just boring as hell. There's nothing. It doesn't tell you what to do. You just have to figure it out all for yourself. Even puzzles where you have to, you have almost like a. There's two things you have to get from one point to another, but one of them is invisible.
Hmm.
Not helpful. Yeah?
I need to find out what I'm trying to discover. You see here. Is if this is a symptom of games nowadays giving people far too many cues and information.
Yeah.
Well, this is a walking sim with some puzzles in it, basically.
And combined with the fact that Ross is a tad dim.
There's no basketballs in it.
That's so mean, Rich!
Almost no balls. He plays sports ball games, El. It's a puzzle game.
But he's one of us. No.
Oh, okay, fine. In the tree, part of the tree. I am going to play this. I've got a funny feeling that you're probably right, and the reason that I haven't played it so far is because I think I'd already kind of agreed that you were probably right, but I'm going to play it anyway, just so I can agree with the shitness, because I feel like we've all got on board with Firewatch and said how great it is. If we can contrast that by all getting on board with a different game that we all hate,
oh, man.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant.
The world needs balance.
The world does need balance, exactly. Okay.
And just quickly, I also played Gone Home. Rubbish. I like it. We're not playing again.
Oh,
I've also played Gone Home, and it is rubbish.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we need to all play Gone Home.
Ringing
then.
Endorsement.
Okay, we're all playing.
Is that the next podcast?
Is that the one with the robot?
No, it has a horrible case of the Dear Esters.
Yeah.
It's just so contrived and like...
Pick this up, read this.
Yeah, you've got
to
read a book and listen to a tape and like read some notes that your family left behind. It's like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah, I was bored after 20 minutes and turned it off, uninstalled it.
This looks like the kind of game that should be in VR, but for some inexplicable reason isn't.
That's because it came out before VR was a proper thing.
Well, more fool them. Yeah, I think I might have played a tiny bit of this.
It's been out for a while.
I played it for like 5 seconds and just went, what the fuck is this nonsense?
I'm fairly sure it reviewed quite well, and I'm sure some people really like it, but not for me. Not IGN gave it a 9.5 out of 10.
Yeah, IGN.
God, good grief. Do you know, if I ever find anyone from IGN... not at
probably look at the roster.
Yeah,
no,
won't do anything. They'll probably kick my ass. Right. Is that it? Is there anything else shit that you played that you want to just get off your chest?
I've only got one more game, but it's a good one, so we can come.
Oh, it's a good one. Okay, I'll leave you. I'm going to leave you with that for a little bit. You can sit on that. Right. Look, have we been past everybody? The problem that I've got now is that I've got games on my list, and Lee's got games on his list, and they're both relevant and. What do I do? I'm going to go with Lee.
Right. I've been playing a really relevant game.
As we found
out
today.
In 2011.
Oh my gosh, cutting edge.
I've been playing Skyrim.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but you haven't been playing normal Skyrim.
Not normal Skyrim, no. This is the Skyrim you play with your hands.
That's again, not normal Skyrim.
No,
it's going to say, how are you using my controller?
Yeah, it's like, how are you using your keyboard, Lee?
Yeah, this is not... He's been playing... Should I do it for you? Or are
no,
you...
Okay. I'm happy to do it. I've been playing Skyrim VR on my Vive. Skyrim VR came out on the PlayStation VR last November. And everybody started raving about it on that platform, and us snobbish PC VR users all sort of like looked down our noses as if to say, yeah, we're not really that interested. We've got Fallout 4, but we were jealous deep inside, and we weren't telling anybody, but yeah, we were very jealous because Fallout 4 is really nice. It's really good, and I do still love it, but there's something about Skyrim that just lends itself amazingly well to VR. I would go back to one of the early VR games on the Vive, one of the early games on the Vive called Vanishing Realms, which was a dungeon crawler. That had lots of melee, and you could use your bow and arrow in it, and spells and things. And after playing that, which was very much a demo, I always hankered after a proper dungeon crawler.
Yeah.
And
apart from Skyrim's not a dungeon crawler.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. Open world adventure game with dungeon crawling in it, I kind of covers all the bases for me. But now I've got it. I got it a few days ago, and I've put quite a few hours into this already, and my feet are killing me.
My problem with VR right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, this is why it was... Because you can play this seated as well. So yeah, it's absolutely. Kind of designed for PSVR. Well, not designed for, but
yeah,
it was...
Well, it is. PSVR players can't really turn around because their camera can't see the sensors on the headset, so they lose all their tracking.
Ha, fucking Luddites.
Yeah, exactly. Jesus. But so you can play it, and you can play it in exactly the same way on the PC, so you can use one of the trackpads to actually rotate you rather than you rotate. But I play it standing up with full room scale tracking.
Masochist.
It's great.
Yeah, we watched him play it this afternoon, and it is quite cool to watch, but also, fuck that.
Yeah. I like a nice comfy seat when I'm playing games.
Yeah, well, this is right. So here's an important thing. How do you duck, Lee?
You press a button.
Yeah, this is an important thing for Lee.
I haven't got knees that bend.
Not like Payday. Not like Payday, where you've got to actually crouch, which, in fairness, considering Payday, you've got to do an awful lot of ducking behind cover and stuff like that, my knees were going. It was just, and I've got a hardwood floor, no fucking good. So I kind of like the idea with Skyrim, you just push a button and you end up ducking. The only problem that I have with that, and I haven't done it yet, but the only problem I've got slightly with that is I will then feel like a midget. Because I'll be standing in my living room.
It feels like you're in a hole in the floor where
Can I just ask a question?
Out.
If, for instance, Eli or Emily or one of your kids played Payday, Rich, would they be constantly ducking?
Oh my god.
Yes.
I don't know, because that's most adorable. Of the games take a height... Right, so for two things, I wouldn't do that to them, is the first
one. No. I'm talking hypothetically.
Hypothetically, the majority of games, not all of them, have got... When you first put it on, you first launched the game, it's got like a height calibration thing.
Yeah.
It takes your height and then sets the scale of the world relative to your height. So
that's
it kind
exactly
of
what Skyrim does.
That's
it kind of shrinks
good.
Or grows the entire world so that your player character is relative in height to most normal height NPCs.
Right, okay.
So that's how that works. I haven't got...
Well, you've just pissed
yet.
All over my joke, so thanks
sorry,
for that.
Sorry about that. Was there a joke? You go ahead as if I didn't...
No, it's fine.
To be
no.
fair, oh, the sorry. Last time Rich... Eared his children on VR that I watched was the kitchen-esque game that you put one of your kids in when she was jumping for utensils in that kitchen. That made me lose my shit because that was both hilarious and adorable.
Yep. We streamed that live on Twitch. We had to keep lifting it because you had to grab a ticket from the ceiling.
So amazing.
And bring it down so that it tells you what the next order was. And we had to keep lifting her up. They've since patched the game, and it was called the Vertically Challenged patch. And it was designed specifically for people who are vertically challenged so that they can reach things higher.
Midget mode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There we go.
Skyrim. Because I want to talk about this a little bit. For a couple of good reasons and a couple of stupid reasons. I haven't played it yet, which is stupid of me, because I now have access to it.
Like normal or VR?
VR. Skyrim VR.
Oh, thank
And I still haven't played it. No, I played regular Skyrim.
The same game.
To point out.
All of the DLC included.
So firstly,
well.
This has got all of the DLC included. So it's got Hearthstone or whatever it was called, and it's got the dragon thing. And
Dawnguard,
it's got
Hearthfire, and Dragonborn.
Okay, fine. It's got all of that shit in it. The problem is, it isn't based on the remastered version of Skyrim that they brought out, is it? Or it is kind of like a halfway point between.
Yeah, I think they changed the assets in it to so that it would work on a PSVR and didn't really go very far about changing them back.
No, so the textures and stuff, and the problem with VR is because you can get really close to things literally just by walking up and looking at them. When the textures are lower than you'd expect. And you're looking at something like a cobblestone. I mean, fuck it. Why would you walk around licking cobblestones? I don't know. But you can't. It's a thing. you can really tell that the game was designed for PSVR.
I have to admit, when we were watching Lee playing it earlier in VR, it did look like a bag of crap.
Yeah, that's it's a, in my opinion.
It's funny
that's
you should
a
say
problem.
That because, well, Rich, since you watched me play, I've actually added a load of mods to it to improve the look so that it has got higher res yeah. textures and better trees and fog and better mountains and things in it now.
And women with big boobs and Thomas the Tank Engine.
Oh man, I was holding my shit in because I was like, I hope you've downloaded the Thomas the Tank Engine one. That is legit.
There is actually a mod that I've put on that adds ragdoll physics to the bodies so that when you shoot them, they fall over naturally.
Amazing.
But the side effect of that is that they also are naked when you take their armor off.
Yeah, you wanted ragdoll physics, I bet.
Yeah, I wanted
ragdoll physics. Hang on a minute. Can you drag bodies in VR?
No, but you can push them around with a shield, which ends
can
up...
you pick them up and fling them across the map?
No, I want a mod to do that.
Right, no, let me just add to this. So, a ragdoll physics mod that makes all people naked when you take their clothes off, plus a mod that allows you to then pick up their corpse and manipulate it, equals virtual necrophilia.
Perv simulator.
Worrying.
That's a very...
Cool, so are we all done with Skyrim with VR, or are we going to carry on with Rich's weird kinks?
I'm never going to stop. This is me now for life. They establish themselves at teenage years, Lewis, and they never really go away.
I was telling you earlier. Wow.
Yeah, I know, but I don't air mine
like
in public.
Holy crap!
I don't either. I wait for VR mods to come out. So the most fun that I've seen in this, Lee's probably going to talk about a bit more about the actual game in a minute, but the most fun that I've seen in this so far is, because we've started using Mixer quite a lot now, and Lee started streaming stuff that he's doing on Mixer. Mixer has got such a low latency compared to Twitch, which is like 30 seconds on Twitch. It's like less than a second on Mixer, which means that we can be on Skype, and he can talk about doing something, and we can see him as he's doing it, which is excellent. Because I don't know if you guys have ever seen like a really old TV program called Nightmare.
Yeah.
In which they took one geeky nonce and stuck a helmet on him so he couldn't see anything.
That's me, guys.
Three other geeky nonces who sat there and told the guy what to do. So
this
is the most fun way. This is the most fun way to play Skyrim VR.
Yeah.
And we had a little bit of an adventure where he was just dicking around in a town and we weren't really sure what was going on. We were messing around with the textures and trying to see what the graphics were like and all the rest of it. And I told him to shoot a chicken. Now, little did I know that this was going to set off a chain of events from which there would be no return. So essentially, he shot this chicken. It took three or four attempts, actually. It was a pretty hard chicken to kill. And then he's just wandering around and he hears, "I'll get you," and he turns around and there's this fucking unarmed blacksmith, which is stupid because he's a blacksmith and presumably he had something in his hands a second ago, but he's running
presumably a fucking
cell.
Hammer at the very least.
Yeah. At something,
never mind,
you know,
the sword he was blacksmithing.
But he is incensed about this chicken. He's like really upset. And Lee, to his credit, was basically holding his shield up and kind of going, "No, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing, mate? Wait." So I said, "No, you got to shoot him.
It's simple.
This is not necessary." But he chased Lee so far out of town now that he was like well out. So he shot the guy like five times in the mouth.
Yeah.
And then poked his body around a little bit.
Some of them went in the eyes as well.
Yeah. And then he tried to poke his body around a little bit and rummaged through his pockets and found the key to his house. So he went, "Right, fuck it, I might as well rob
this
him now,
like
right?"
This sounds like a great night out.
It sounds
it?
Like right? home so ownership now. That's how you get a house, right?
This isn't exactly what... So he goes, "Well, he's a blacksmith. He's probably got loads of shit, right?" So like, so he goes into his house, opens the door, and the guy's wife and kid are in there.
Oh, my God!
And Lee just walks up to a chair, sits down and goes, "I've got some news."
Oh, my God! Oh my God!
And then the saddest thing about this is that I didn't record it because it was fucking hilarious.
It was so funny. And then I told him to kill the kid, which evidently you can't do in Skyrim VR. Just
unless
in case
you mod
else.
It.
Yeah, you got to mod it to kill
I'm
kids.
I'm not doing that. I'm not going that low.
Why? Bitch was alive for ages, and then she ran off and told guards it was a whole thing. Anyway,
I killed the wife. That seemed to sate your bloodlust for a little.
A little bit, only for a short amount of time. But then, and then we ran out of chickens, which was really disappointing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Before we move on to something else, do you want to talk a little bit about the actual game and the mechanics and the way that it plays in VR and in the Vive?
Yeah, it's so far it seems to have caught fire a little bit on the Vive Reddit. Everybody's raving about it. There are a few people that are saying they're not enjoying it so much because they don't like things like the interface is very much similar to the original game. So you've got a text-based interface rather than being able to pick things up and use... natural
actions. Oh, fuck
actions.
Right off.
Yeah, it's all the... I know what they're talking about, but and I suppose Bethesda, you know, they've got quite a lot of money. They could have put a lot of effort into actually making a proper interface for
Also,
VR.
It's a fucking 7-year-old game. Why would they bother? Like,
yeah, this is it. This is exactly my opinion. Make a mod for it. I'm sure people could make a mod for it. But no, yeah. You're absolutely right. Why would they bother? Surely it's better to get the game out and then work on another game that's got that kind of mechanism built in.
Exactly. They can fucking play it. Stop bitching about the fucking interface. Dickheads.
I think people have
would be nice to have a bit more natural a natural
to
way
have like pockets
in,
or a backpack or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. I want to, if I'm going to go and pickpocket someone, I want to walk up behind them and sort of like molest them without them knowing it.
What?
I don't want to.
Oh, do you know what? That would be so cool to have a pickpocket mechanism where you actually open their pocket and slip your hand. Oh, no, hang on a minute. It's getting a bit weird.
Definitely going to clip that bit of audio from
Holy
me as well.
Shit! We are a crew of deviants!
Oh, I love that it's taking you so long to realise, Al.
Yeah, I know. get all of us together at the same time as well. This is a problem.
Sometimes so it just rears up and slaps me in the face.
Just right, no, stop it. So,
it's not... That's a different vibe for VR.
No, it's not. Oh my god. So, fuck me. Where am I going? Despite the menu system and the fact that they could have done it better, but let's face it, it's a really old game and it wasn't built from the ground up to be VR. So the fact that they've shoehorned it in a little bit, I think I'm fine with. The other problem is the sheer quantity of shit that you can carry in Skyrim.
Yeah.
It'd be really difficult to lend itself to some kind of visual pocket system. I'm sure they could do it, but the menu works, so why the fuck, like Lewis said, why the fuck spend all that time making the change?
The menu works, and it is fine. I don't mind it. I just accepted it for what it was. One other thing I wanted to quickly talk about was the locomotion, the movement system in this. This is the first game that I've been able to use natural locomotion, so actually sliding around the world or walking around the world rather than teleporting, and I don't get sick in this, and it's amazing.
Is that including when on a horse?
Yeah.
Shit,
I have to admit, I quite amazing. Like the way that it worked. I wasn't keen on it when I watched it this afternoon, but as it progressed and after Lee explained it to me, I quite like the way that you get the... Obviously, it's going to be very different in VR, but on a flat screen, watching it, you get like a black shimmer around the outside of the screen, so it cuts off your peripheral vision. And it just gives you that kind of stationary point.
Like a vision type thing.
It's like blinker in a horse. A few games have tried doing this, but this has got the most, I don't want to say harsh, but it's got the kind of most visually obvious kind of hazing on the outside on the peripheral vision.
You say that, but you've watched the
I've only watched it in 2D,
on a square screen, you can see that's much more apparent. When you're actually in VR, you only really notice it when you're going at full sprint and it really goes into a proper tunnel. But when you're just moving about, it just takes off the edge of your peripheral vision and you don't notice. You never
notice. I have to try this because...
Even watching it flat, I didn't mind it too much because you still get it with other types of games, just not quite as severe. So like in racing games, you still get the kind of speed lines around the outside of the screen.
Yeah,
when you're sprinting or something.
It's not massively different.
But yeah, so far I am absolutely loving this game. It's the best VR game I've played so far.
Oh, fuck me, that is quite a thing. I'm going to have to play it now. I want to play it just to see if the locomotion is actually something that I can cope with. It's got a teleport mechanism
right? Yeah, it has, yeah.
Okay, because every time you've gone, this is a game that it's got okay locomotion, it's not so bad, and then I can't do it. Don't get seasick, motion sick, or anything else, but in VR, God, it really gets to me. Right, are we done with Skyrim VR? Has anybody got any questions?
Yeah, I'm happy to leave that now.
That's
it. I want to go and play it, but, you know...
Not allowed.
Can you do without me for a bit?
No.
I will soundboard you if you suggest that I should go.
Right, look, I want to talk about something. It's something that a few of us have done and two of us haven't. And I'm a little bit annoyed about the one of us that hasn't.
Sorry.
But it's not their fault. No, it's not you. There's one of us that has actually tried to. And
it's not his fault either.
We'll talk about that.
And he's furious about it.
This is the Adventures of Wet Jeff. So we have called our ship
HMS RPG.
No, it's not called that. It's called the Wet Jeff. So our ship in Sea of Thieves is called Wet Jeff. I'm not 100% sure how we got there, but that's what it is. We started playing Sea of Thieves ages ago, me and Lee, in the Alphas.
Yeah, we first played at EGX last year.
Oh, yeah, we queued for 4 weeks.
And then we got longer each time.
Some days I wake up in a cold sweat thinking I'm still in that queue. So we played it at EGX and we queued up for ages. And Lee's experience of the game was completely different to my experience of the game. He enjoyed it.
Because you got lost.
I got lost. And interestingly, they completely removed those puzzles that I was getting lost on from the game because I haven't seen a single one of them since.
To be honest, we had the same sort of thing with The Division, though. Because really enjoyed The Division, whereas you weren't that keen on it.
No, I don't do very well with snippets of games. Because like Far Cry 5, the Far Cry 5 snippet that we played at EGX last year as well, I didn't enjoy it. I can see the promise of the game, and I was looking at other people's screens, and I was seeing the kind of things that they were doing. But from that part of the game that I was playing, I couldn't get it. I couldn't get excited about it. It was really quite difficult. I actually got more excited about watching it than I did about trying to play it.
Yeah, EGX, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I'm just not very good at that kind of stuff. But anyway, we played Sea of Thieves at EGX, then we played it through, I think, almost, if not all, of the alphas and betas that they've done since
pretty
then.
Much.
So part of our experience with Sea of Thieves was before they made changes, and then after they made changes and da-da-da-da-da, they made an awful lot of changes to the game literally at the last minute. So everybody was very worried about content not being in the game. There wasn't enough there to play and all of this kind of stuff. And then the game came out and they had, at the very last second, put in a bunch of content, which made everybody certainly made us go, well, hang on a minute, how much has this been tested? Because this wasn't there in the majority of the betas and alphas and all this kind of stuff. So if you're not aware of this game, which I'm sure most people are at the moment, Sea of Thieves is a cross-platform pirate game. Yarr. It's kind of an open world pirate game.
Xbox and PC cross-platform.
We've spoken about it,
PS4.
Yeah. We've spoken about it before on the podcast.
PlayStation Luddites.
Yeah. No, can't have it. Xbox and PC. One of the great things about it at the minute is, I didn't even know this was a thing, but there's something called the Xbox Play Pass, which I'm
Game
sure
Pass.
That...
Game Pass.
Game Pass is Game it, Pass. Sorry, right. Xbox Game Pass. I'm sure the people that play Xbox have known about this for a while, but I had no idea that it was a thing. There's not very many PC games that are kind of in it, but because Microsoft's game platform on PC now in Windows 10 is still called Xbox. It's called the Xbox platform. If you've got one of these passes, there are a bunch of games that you can get on PC, and there's another bunch of games that you can get on Xbox. It's $7.99 a month, and you get access to all of these games. It's kind of like the... Is it called the EA Pass or the Origin Access
EA
Pass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the EA Access and Origin Access. And there's a couple of others that do a similar thing. So if you pay $7.99, you get Sea of Thieves for free. So it's gone into this Play Pass thing straight away, as soon as it came out. There is a 14-day free trial of the Xbox Game Pass, or whatever the fuck it's called. So pretty much everybody in the world could play Sea of Thieves for free for 14 days. The only problem with that, in my opinion, is that 14 days is just about long enough for you to realize that you're done with the game. And move on. And hopefully you carry on paying for the Game Pass. I guess that's kind of what their intention is. But yeah, 14 days is...
I would hope so, because Mad Max is on there, and that's definitely worth the $8.99 for a month's worth.
The problem is that Mad Max is only on there on Xbox, not on PC. There's a bunch of games that are only... And annoyingly, from the Windows 10 store page, when you go to the Game Pass, it shows you all the games that are available on the Game Pass, but it doesn't tell you what platform they're available on. So you have to click on the game to find out whether you can play it on PC or not. Because fuck the Microsoft Store, stupid bag of shit. But anyway. True facts, man. So Sea of Thieves. Played it. The basic premise is you get a ship, in our case it's called the Wet Jeff. You've either got a single...
You can't
single,
name your ship.
You can't name your ship at the minute, but we have verbally named it Wet Jeff. We're actually on roughly Wet Jeff 45 at the minute. But you can't have Roman numerals after them, and I'm not even really sure how you go that high. Because when your ship sinks, you just get a new one. Yeah. The idea is that you start off and you're in like a little town, and you can go and get some missions, and there's three different factions you can get missions from. One of them you go hunt treasure chests, one of them you go off and kill skeletons, and one of them's stupid and makes you go and get fucking chickens and pigs and don't ever talk to them because they're an idiot. That's one of the factions that they ended up adding right at the very last minute, and I really don't feel like it was playtested particularly, because it is so dull to do those missions. You sail off, you get on your ship of either two people. Actually, you can sail on your own. So nowadays, you can do on your own, two people, three people on a galleon, or four people on a galleon. It's okay.
One player is dull as fuck.
I kind of enjoy one player, but you can't really do much. I spend my entire time trolling everybody. Just like going, well, there's no point in me, because you've got to abandon your ship. If you go onto an island to try and get some treasure, you have no choice but to abandon your ship. And there's always some fucker knocking around that is just going to try and snipe everything that you've got. And this is going to lead me to rage times. But anyway, I want to talk to you guys, the guys who have actually played it. When we first started playing this game, so when you very first got onto this game, what was your opinion of it, Ross?
Well, the first time we played it, I really enjoyed it. It was just me and you. We were sailing about, doing a couple of missions, collecting chickens, like you said.
Yep.
I thought it was all right. It did seem limited in its scope of what it could do, and what I could see it getting boring very quickly. But I've not played it as much as you and Lee. I'm not bored of it yet, but I am if I'm playing on my own. Like, it is much better to play with people.
It's definitely better to play with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
This has been one of our challenges, because trying to get four people that you actually know together is quite...
Not even liked, just that you know.
No, just know. Just I'm happy.
We lowered our standards for this.
Like, mild acquaintance would be fine.
Yeah.
Because I've tried teaming with randos, and because you have no... There is no tick box. There is no fucking tick box. There is no tick box for you to say, I only want to team with PC players. So you don't have a choice. And there is no certificate on this game, which means that not only will you end up with an Xbox player, but you could either end up with an Xbox player that doesn't have a microphone in a game that you really have to talk to each other.
I can't.
Or worse, a player that does have a microphone.
Yeah.
And
won't shut up.
Oh my god, so many.
Imagine that, so having many... to spend a period of time with someone that won't shut up.
I know, right?
Fuck my life.
Oh my god. It's a pain in the ass. The game, when we first got into it, Lee, we've spoken about it before, but what were your initial opinions on the game?
I have to say that we've played it for quite a long time.
Yeah,
we've put quite a few hours into this. So most people that are coming to the game fresh, you're going to get your 14 days worth, I would say, at least.
Yeah.
And it's a great, fun game. It's meant... Well, you know what? The developers have kind of rolled out this excuse saying, yeah, it's a sandbox game. There's not meant to be any end game content. You're meant to make your own fun and your own game of it. I think it's a little bit of a weak excuse, but we still did that. I'm not sure if everybody's doing that. But the fun that we had in it, I had to pay because I'd already used my Game Pass free trial. So I actually had to pay money for this. And I think I've got my money's worth.
I accidentally let my free trial lapse, so I paid money for it as well. The thing is here. As soon as we discovered that basically you have to make your own entertainment, you have no, like, there is no, the game doesn't guide you. It doesn't say, this is what you must do. And to start with, you kind of go, well, what we must do, the objective here is to get missions, go on those missions, dig up treasure, and take them back to make money. So the problem with that is twofold. Firstly, that gets really dull really fast. Without any interaction with other players, it gets very dull. Secondly, you think you're making loads of money, but you'll play the game for about 6 hours before you can afford a shoe.
Oh my god!
That is all.
Just one.
That is all you can get. Yeah, single shoe. You have to kind of like buy in installments. There is no progression to the game other than cosmetic. So what you start with in the game is no different to what somebody who's put 100 hours in has got. So from a ability to kill somebody point of view, you are exactly the same. Their guns aren't any better. Their armor isn't any better. Their ships aren't any better. The only change that they have got is purely cosmetic, which on the surface of things is really good, because it's really accessible for everybody. Other people that have played the game for a really long time are going to be better, because their experience in the game is going to be a lot more, and they're going to know the tactics and the ways that they can take you out. But other than that, you've got a fighting chance.
Yeah, the things that's in the alphas and the betas, we had to buy, like, the blunderbuss. I think they gave you the sniper rifle in one of them. But and I was really surprised. Now, it took us a little while to realise that you actually get all of the weapons to start with. There's nothing in the game that you can buy that actually changes the game in any way.
No. Everything, you get everything to start with. And there are forum posts and people out there that say, no, there are really subtle differences. If you buy a particular type of shovel, you've got a slightly larger gold detection radius. And if you buy this type of compass, it's ever so slightly more. It's all fucking lies. It's all bollocks. Yeah. It's complete nonsense. I don't know why people are making this crap up, but it's just not true. However, once you kind of realise that doing all of these missions and shit is a little bit monotonous, and the fun comes from the crazy piratey adventures that you create for yourself by interacting with other people.
Boy, did we have some adventures.
And then you kind of go, do you know what? We'll get treasure when we can get treasure, but we're not going to make that the be-all and end-all of what we're doing.
We'll steal other people's treasure.
Or we'll steal other people's treasure, like great big floaty cunts. Mm-hmm. And then that's kind of what we ended up doing. And the great thing about being on a two-person ship, a sloop, is that they're really small. I mean, compared to a galleon, which is a four-person ship, it looks like a fucking rowboat. It looks like you've got your mum's knickers hung on a mast next to this great big fucking ship. So you've got the fucking Enterprise next to you and this little bloody little raft next to them. So they think, oh, they've only got one cannon. We'll fucking take them out really easily with our bristle of cannons and all the rest of it. Oh my God, you can fuck people up. So badly in a two-person ship. You can absolutely murder big crews, especially if they're arrogant enough to think that they can take you on. So that kind of stuff is really fun. Now, let's get to the bad bollocks. There are two end-game pieces of content in this game. Two. That is it. If you don't count going out and trying to hunt down other pirates, there are two pieces of endgame content. One of them is the Kraken. The Kraken turns up completely at random somewhere on the map. The sea underneath you goes black, and then a Kraken turns up, and you have to fight it, and something happens. Now, I say this very vaguely, because we've put roughly 25 hours into this game, and we haven't seen the fucking thing once.
We've sailed laps around this fucking map.
We have sailed off the edge of the world.
We're literally off the edge of the world. Well, there isn't an edge, but it does go red and nasty. Yeah. But
we've not found it. We've done nothing but sail in a direction for no good reason. We have stuck our anchor down in the middle of the great blue nowhere. We cannot find this Kraken. It has never appeared for us. So that's one piece of endgame content gone. The next piece of endgame content is this thing called fortresses, where a great big skull turns up in the sky. And you go, ah, oh, great, okay, you go to the fortress. Now, they're really hard, especially if there's only two of you. But once you've got the tactics right, all these special skeletons turn up, and you've got to use different tactics to kill all these skeletons, and they come in waves, so it's like a wave game. It's completely different to everything else that's in the game, and it's really hard. You fight everything, and then at the end, you get crazy fucking loot. You get crazy loot. You never get that loot. Don't bother. Don't try. You won't get it.
Well,
it's not going to happen.
But we did.
We only got it at a stupid time of the day when no other bastard was playing the game.
Oh, there was one time when we fought off like two or three galleons.
Okay, yeah, that took us like 3.5 hours. Though,
yeah,
to do that
but
fortress.
It was epic.
The amount of time you have to put into these fortresses. As soon as somebody else turns up, you might as well just go home. Just fuck off back to the tavern, because you ain't going to get that treasure, especially if there's only two of you. It turns into this great big server clusterfuck with every single ship on the entire server sailing to this beacon and getting into this great big battle. Now, I get that the idea behind it was to try and get people to interact, but it makes the point of this endgame content just moot. You can't do it. It takes so long to get this treasure that by the end of it, you may as well have just gone off and done the monotonous, boring missions. And then it just gets frustrating because you kill somebody, you take somebody out, their ship sinks, and you think, fucking finally, I can go and take these skeletons out. And they respawn literally pretty much on top of your ship. They will respawn 3.5 feet away, raise their anchor and come straight back at you. So you haven't even had time to dock and go in and start doing something before they've turned up again. Now, they've recently patched that so that people spawn slightly further away, but really, it's not going to solve the problem.
No, because they know exactly where you are because of the fucking great skull in the air.
Yeah. Anyway, this is going to be an ongoing game, and it's slightly divisive. We can't talk about it for too long, I guess, but it is one of the biggest games.
It must really suck having all that lack of endgame content.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is another thing we need to get to. So, we are talking about this a lot, but
the game can suck my dick.
It's a really big game, so we're going to have to do this. So we got this. We encouraged Lewis to get this. Lewis has got a laptop that's quite old, but actually, for its time, for its generation, it had a reasonable graphics card. And we thought, actually, it does fit with the minimum specs of the game. Minimum specs of the game, so you can play it on an integrated graphics card. So, you know, a reasonable graphics card from before, everything's cool. So we said, Lewis, get this Play Pass and download the game and you can play it and it's all going to be great. What happened, Lewis?
So I got as far as the loading screen and then it crashed. And then I had Rich to have a look at it. Got Rich to have a look at it, even. Let me try and put my teeth back in. Got Rich to have a look at it, and then we fucking streamlined that shit.
Yeah,
we got that shit to crash a lot quicker.
It was crashing at a rate of knots. You have not seen a game crash this fast in your life.
No.
Yeah, we uninstalled loads of stuff. This was a fresh install of Windows, right?
Yeah.
And so off I go onto this machine thinking, there's probably a driver that's wrong, or there's probably a piece of software that shouldn't be. No, everything was fine. Everything was fine. And it was still crashing. So do you know what? I went to the Lensoft. I've got a laptop here that is basically identical to his laptop. Same generation of graphics card, same processor, same everything. I was like, right. So I wiped that shit and I put Windows 10 on it. And I installed Sea of Thieves. Same fucking thing. Exactly the same thing happening. I even streamlined it so it was crashing just as quick as Lewis's, which I was quite happy about. So I put up, but we could not get this working. I went to the lengths of, I got Procmon, which is a little tool that you can download from the Microsoft website, and monitored what was going on during this crash, and I could not find anything. You just don't get any information. It's crashing straight to desktop. And so I went to Sea of Thieves, I posted on forums, and I posted a support ticket, and I included a fucking butt-ton of technical information about the laptop, about the multiple laptops, because I've managed to make it happen on three laptops at this point, about where it was crashing, the error messages that were coming up in the event viewer, that fucking everything that I could find that this thing was doing, I sent it over to them, thinking, right, they'll fix it, they'll get it sorted. I got a response back within 24 hours. Which is pretty good for a company of that size. Which said, we're aware of the problem and closed the ticket. That was it. That's fucking no joking. That is what I got. So now I can't track this issue because they closed the ticket. Yeah, it's not like they're going to update the ticket and tell me when it's been fixed. The other thing is there are quite literally hundreds, and I'm not exaggerating, hundreds of posts on their forums from people saying that they have this exact problem. Now, 5% of people with problems will post on forums. So if hundreds is a 5% subset of people that have actually got this issue, is a big issue. This is a big-ass issue. And they're just like, yeah, but they haven't posted anything publicly. They haven't acknowledged it. They've never responded to any of the posts that people have put on their forums saying that they've got this problem. But they know about it, apparently, but they just don't want to tell anybody. Fuck knows. Fuck knows what's going on. But if you'd paid for the game, because this is £50, if you'd paid outright for the game, and because your machine has got all the right specs to play it, because Lewis's laptop has got all the right specs to play it according to their minimum specifications, can't fucking do it. Absolutely cannot do it. So do you know what? Fuck you, Sea of Thieves. Do you know what? In conclusion. Yeah, exactly. Loads of people are really... I'm going to get away from it because I think we're probably going to play it a bit more, maybe. In conclusion, we put like 25 plus hours into this game, maybe even a little bit more. It is good fun. It is... I would kind of liken it to GTA in so much as driving around in GTA with no aim or purpose is kind of fun for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You play the campaign and that keeps it fun. You play it online and it keeps it fun for a little bit longer. But there is a point at which it's not fun anymore.
See,
your own entertainment.
Yeah, but the thing is, in GTA, you could get a group of people on that are not in the same faction, in the same server, and make your own game type things with this. I was thinking, if we wanted to do this in Sea of Thieves, if we wanted to have like ship races, there's no way
of doing that
for us to get separate ships in to the same server.
The biggest difference with GTA, for example, is that GTA has got heists, which are instanced.
Yeah.
You get out of the fucking melting pot of bollocks that is other people online, and you take the three other people that you actually want to play and interact with, and you do something that can't be meddled with by other people. There is nothing like that in Sea of Thieves. You are rife for meddling. And sometimes, like I said, that makes for great piratey adventures, and it can be really, really fun and really, really funny. But it's so high intensity when you're playing like that and trying to take over other people's ships and raising their anchor and sailing off in their ship and da-da-da-da-da. Like I say, people respawn.
Fuck them.
So fast. People respawn so fast that it feels so meaningless. Anything that you do, they just turn back up again straight away. And then it turns into this rivalry that never ends, and we'll go to turn into heavy drinkers, and it's just a bad thing. It's just a bad thing. Anyway, look, in conclusion, as I said before, fuck you, Sea of Thieves.
I'm just going to cut that bit out.
I'm just going to wait for Skull and Bones to come out.
Yeah, that looks pretty good. That's the Ubisoft one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves does have a good point, though. It's on Microsoft consoles and PCs.
That is a big thing. There's a lot to be said for that.
People that use Mixer, they can stream this game, can't they?
They can. Yeah, we're going to
get that.
They
can be fucked. Oh.
Okay, we're talking about this now.
Yeah, that was a brilliant segue, right?
Okay, we're going to segue from something that makes me angry to something that makes other people angry.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay. Do you want to explain what we did, Ross? Because you weren't there, and I like having an outsider's point of view.
Yeah, so we've been using Mixer, which is the Xbox native streaming app. It's taken over from Twitch on Xbox. Is it Microsoft owned, I think?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it used to be Beam.
Yeah, so Beam has been taken over by Mixer, and it's their thing, and you can stream your games to it, and it works pretty well, actually. It's quite good, it's quite intuitive, it works quickly, and there's not a lot of faffing about with it. One of the options in there is you can select for people watching your stream to control your controller. Now, I've used this before on playing NBA, and some funny fucker thought it'd be hilarious that every time I tried to shoot, they'd pause the game.
Sorry about that.
Out my shot. It's happened more than once, but I don't.
Weak source trolling as well. Just pausing the game. That is weak trolling.
Yeah. But it messes up your shot. You get a bad rating, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. So why this option is a thing, I don't really know. I don't know why it's a thing you can do. But you, Lee, and was it Sam?
Sam,
yep.
Decided to have a games night the other night. Didn't really play any games. Just thought you'd kind of look around on Mixer, didn't you?
And we played other people's games.
Yeah, you played games for other people.
The whole night.
The whole night. Like four hours of this. Yeah.
It's a 9-minute video on our YouTube and our Facebook page. If you've not seen it, which you must be one of the few that hasn't, go and watch it. It is hilarious.
So there is... Lee might actually be able to inject a little bit of the audio from the very first guy that we fuck with who's crying about wasting his bullets. Oh, God, it's so funny.
Oh, my God. My controller keeps on going crazy. I'm not even pressing A.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, my God. I'm not even pressing A. Oh, God, I'm not wasting my bullets. What? I'm not even touching my pad.
Oh, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Somebody
in my life.
Is hacking me. Somebody, I'm not even.
So essentially, there are two different ways that people can interact with Mixer. So they can put buttons at the bottom of their screen, and when somebody pushes one of those buttons or donates, I think it's got a donate mechanism, but anyway, then they will interact with the audience based on what that person has said or done. Yeah. So it allows people, there are people, I think Lee said that there was a guy with like a ukulele or something, and he was making up songs on the spot So somebody would push a button.
A bass.
And then that
ukulele.
Person would just make, yeah, he would just make up a song about that person or about something that they'd said on the spot in the stream. So it's a kind of way of the streamers interacting. Yeah, so they've got that level of interaction. The other level of interaction is this controller sharing thing. But a load of people, I think, didn't really realize what it was.
No.
And so when it comes up, when you first go to set it up on Xbox, you get this option of controller sharing on or off. And I think a bunch of people just kind of went, I don't know what that means, but I want to be able to use my controller. So yeah, let's leave it on.
Yeah.
And so they left it on. They didn't read the fucking manual or anything. And you just, now I'm pretty sure it comes up with a notification.
Yes, on
telling
Xbox,
them
it does.
That you've connected. Yeah. And this is only Xbox. Like, I don't think there's a way of doing this on PC at the minute.
Is it obvious, Ross?
Yeah, it comes up on the bottom of your screen like an achievement notification or a friend coming online.
Yeah.
It
so
would say
we
like.
We got really good at this.
Yeah, it's like everyone is sharing your controller.
Achievement unlocked. Yeah. You're about to get your shit fucked up.
you're about to get invaded. So we got really good at this. We waited until people were in a fairly intense situation and then did it because then they didn't notice the notification. And so in the video we've got Fortnite. We mess with people on Fortnite and most of them just had no idea what was going on. Sea of Thieves, we did a guy on Far Cry 5, we did one guy on PlayerUnknown Battleground who, now there's two problems with that and I didn't put it in the video. Firstly, I have absolutely no idea how to play PlayerUnknown Battleground whatsoever, so I just took over his controller and he just literally put his controller down and went, go on then Seb, go for it, and I was like, oh.
Right, it's not so fun A, if you're in on it.
It's not as fun as if you're down with it. And B, I can't play this game. I have no idea what I'm doing. So I ended up lying him down on the floor and then just leaving him there.
There was one guy on Sea of Thieves that you took over control of, and he'd actually inverted his controller.
Oh,
so
God,
that
yeah.
really fucked you up. And the guy actually said, hang on a sec. He went into his settings and switched it off.
It's uninverted his controller so that I could take over and do shit. It's funny if they're into it, as long as you then do things that they're completely not into.
Yeah.
So there was one guy that thought it was really funny, and he was getting extra viewers, and he was allowing us to take control of him. So I was letting him play right up until the point where, you know, a shark was next to him, and then I was jumping at the shark and stuff like that, and it was making him a little bit upset, but it was very funny. The biggest concern that I've got with this, and we didn't do this, I'm going to hasten to add, we did not do this. In games like Fortnite, there is a kind of purchase shit for cash mechanism, right? And you can spend real life money to buy these like V-Bucks, and then you can spend the V-Bucks on stuff like skins and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Now, this controller sharing mechanism is not, it doesn't turn itself on or off depending on whether you're in the menu or the game. It is just always on. If somebody is sharing your controller, it is always on.
I wonder if you have to put a code in before you actually make any transactions.
Well, there was nothing stopping us from going into people's stores.
Yeah.
And if they had V-Bucks or something like that already in their inventory, yeah. we could spend them all.
Yeah.
So the funniest ones you did was just quitting people out of games.
Yeah, that was really funny. Because you can get to their menu and everything, and people were getting really upset. It was so good. Quite a few people clocked on. Like, the video hasn't got all of it in there, but quite a few people clocked on, and they thought it was funny. And we had one... Actually, I haven't put this in. We've got another video that we're going to put out at some point. We made one kid cry.
Oh, no!
Which was not intentional.
It's okay. It's okay. He was American.
Yeah. It doesn't count. But no, do you know what? I actually really like Mixer. I mentioned it to a couple of Twitch diehards the other day. I went to a LAN at the weekend, and they streamed the entire LAN. Like all of us getting drunk. They streamed it all on Twitch, and I said to him, "Oh, have you tried Mixer?" And I, fuck God, damn it! It was like cats hissing at each other in the moonlight. Why would we use Mixer? Because it's way quicker than Twitch. But Twitch has got a user base. And I'm just like, all right, I've entered into something now that I don't feel like I can back out of. So I left it the hell alone. A lot of people are very, very militantly attached to Twitch. I've got to be honest, I don't fucking know why. Because
it's shit.
Awful. Twitch is shit. I've never enjoyed being either a streamer or a viewer on Twitch.
Nope.
And I'm amazed that people actually like the experience. But Mixer has got virtually a second's delay if you use the FTL option for streaming.
Less than a second. Yeah. Sub-second. It's fucking amazing.
It's so good that you can play other people's games. You couldn't do that on Twitch. 30-second delay. How the fuck would that wouldn't even be possible?
In the past, I've tried to show you VR games that I've been playing, and it's impossible to do that and you to interact with me because there's like, well, what is the delay on Twitch? It's like 20 seconds or something.
It's like 20 to 30 seconds depending on what's going on.
Which is impossible. But with a sub-1-second delay, you can take part. like as what you know, as we've demonstrated earlier.
The short version is you can go and watch the video on our Facebook page or on YouTube.
Yeah, so that's Mixer, and it's good and it's fun. It's check it out if you want to stream or if you want to watch streams. We need to talk about something else quickly. L.
Yes.
Is this quick and how crazy is it?
Yes, to both things.
Oh my god, okay.
So, on my
having looked to the Steam page, we're in for a treat.
Oh, is this going to be good? Oh god, I'm looking it up now, looking it up.
So, it's the artwork that drew me to Tormentum, Dark Sorrow, this
Jesus.
Very...
It's a cheery title.
It's so cheery. I love the aesthetic of this game. This appeals to this, I don't know. I love horror games, okay, peeps? I come from a dark dimension where all the horrible things cavort together. And this is very much like that thing. It is dark. It is kind of grungy. It looks like something dreamed up by H.R. Geiger.
Geiger had a fart, and this came out. Yeah, you should see the train.
More organic Geiger type aesthetic to it, which is quite nice.
It's fucking sweet.
And also, the guide is also in. Is it Cyrillic? Not Cyrillic. Whatever the Russian language
Cyrillic.
Is.
Cyrillic. Something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So the guide is all in Russian.
Russian.
Oh, I didn't read that, but.
You tell me, Orfel.
It's a point and click adventure game. How fucking straightforward can you fucking get? You go around and you point at stuff and you click on things and things happen. It has puzzles in it. If you enjoy point and click puzzle games, then this will come very naturally to you. The story is quite interesting. You can get multiple different endings. Well, I say multiple, there's two.
That's multiple.
That's more than one.
Or at least I think there are two. There are only two that I have had, and I've got most of the achievements, and I'm trying to get the last two. It is a story about moral choices in this hellscape of a land. It's really good. You get to choose whether you murder people or keep them alive. And I mean, some of the people are pretty much dicks, so...
I mean, that kind of sounds like a day-to-day thing.
Yeah,
you get to choose whether to murder people or not.
You know,
these are the choices we're facing.
When you were like, oh, I wonder how Elle sees the world, it's like, oh, come take a cavort with me and see this
hellscape. So if you didn't get enough of this from the name, by the way, so Tormentum Dark Sorrow, if you didn't get the flavour of it from that name, the Steam description is... Tormentum is a dark point-and-click adventure game. The dreamlike, nightmarish atmosphere of the game was inspired by the works of painters H.R. Geiger and Zdzisław Bzezinski. The game's final look and feel was also strongly influenced by the universes of games such as Demon's Souls or Dark Seed.
Look.
So essentially, this is like a nightmare wrapped up in your mouth.
It's really not that scary, though.
Oh, is it not?
The art style is lovely.
Yeah, the art style is amazing. It's just, you know, gothic. And the train is amazing, right? I wanted it to be like creepy or spooky. It does not touch any of those. So if you're looking for a spooky kind of game, this is not the thing. This is more like having a nice merry jaunt in a dark
while murdering
castle.
People. Yeah.
Who are you saying that I can't merry jaunt?
Yeah, we love a merry jaunt with murder.
Through a hellscape.
A merry jaunt isn't complete without a little bit of murder, I've got to be honest.
Talking to random murder crows as well. This is great.
Okay. This is looking like worth $8.99, do you think?
I guess it's below the threshold of the £15.
It's not
£15. Do you know
what?
Yeah,
that's true.
I will have a... Where's my... I don't know where my thing is. Where's my thing? How much time have I spent on this game? I don't know. I've played through it twice.
Wow.
So, it's...
At a guess, how much gameplay do you think is in there?
If my Steam thingy loads, I will actually tell you.
You've played it for 4.4 hours.
There we go, 4.4 hours.
How is... Is he in your house?
What?
I mean, you think you'd notice him because he is 14 foot 5. Okay.
So yeah, that's all right. I mean, I...
But this is again, like... I mean, go on, granted, it does look like H.R. Geiger had nightmare sex with a point-click adventure game and this came out of him.
Mm-hmm.
But Other than that, this is essentially a point-and-click adventure game. So you are 0-2 this week on really crazy shit, I think. This is because this is as straightforward as I've ever seen. I mean, I'd have never found this by accident.
Are you complaining, Rich?
No, I'm not. Must try harder.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It's okay. I've got some nice choices next week anyway.
Oh, my good God. I don't like goading her. This is my problem. Yeah.
It involves cocktails.
It's almost like I'm baiting myself. Do you know what I mean? It's not good for me.
What happened with the weird cat gay game?
Do you know what? I don't want to get back there. I feel like that we've looped out of that and I'm concerned about getting back. All right.
Yeah. We can easily
go. I do think she's peaked, though. Have you peaked out? Nah.
She's only young. She's got plenty of years ahead of her. She can top this. There's more games coming out all the time. These are two games this week from Elle, which, granted, are a bit weird off the wall and I wouldn't have found by accident. However, both look like things that I can actually play without my eyeballs dropping out.
Woo!
Okay. Right, we need to talk about something else. Somebody else needs to talk about something else, and I don't want it to be me. Ross.
Hello.
Have you got a thing to talk about?
Oh, a little thing, yeah.
A little thing. Talk about a game.
It's not important. Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah!
I bought it. I'm on the beaten post there. 2015 this came out.
Yep.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. bought the Luddite version.
I did, yes.
Which is a bit of a shame.
Gave me 6 operators to begin with.
Yeah.
And I've also gone and bought another one. Using real life money because I don't mind microtransactions.
Oh my god, what?
No.
It's one of the new
guys. How much real life money did you spend on a person?
I had £2 left on my Steam thing, so I spent £2 on it.
That's not too bad.
Okay, so the question is who did you buy?
Lion. Yeah.
Who?
I don't know who that is. He's one of the new ones. He's in one of the season 3s.
See, from the season 3.
Yeah, he's from the most recent thingy. He looks cool, and his special ability sounds really cool as well. So,
what is his special ability?
You can view the entire map and see where people are, I think.
Okay, that's just a hack. Yeah, surely.
How good's that?
There's another dude that's got a heartbeat sensor. Compared to that, that seems like cheating.
I think it's something like that. It may not be exactly that, but yeah, it's going to be a big help to me.
Yeah, knowing everybody's location and where their weak spots are.
But I absolutely love Rainbow Six Series. I played all of the games so much on Xbox, like the new... Vegas and the one before that. The terrorist hunt mode is my mode of choice rather than playing the 5-on-5 or whatever multiplayer team deathmatch, but that's also fun as well. But yeah, this is just it's the next one in the series for me, and it's really fun. And to
have you got it on PC or Xbox?
I've got it on PC. You played with us.
Yeah, but I am tempted to get it on Xbox because it's currently on sale for like £8 as well.
Can I ask, are you playing it on the PC on gamepad?
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
And it works well, doesn't it, on the gamepad?
It does. It's. I think it's definitely mapped well to the gamepad. Everything feels where it should be for a normal shooter. Like the crouch button's where it is and all the grenades are set where they are.
You've got this as well, Lewis, haven't you?
Sorry?
You've got this as well on PC, haven't you?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I've played it on PC.
Do you not remember
Xbox
the grenade
one?
Incident?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right,
We've got video graphic evidence.
No, we'll be putting a link to that video in the
there will be a link in the description.
Yeah, very good. For $11.99 plus, what, £2 extra on top. I've had a lot of fun with it so far. I'm going to play a lot more as well.
Yeah, we're going to have to get on and we'll play it. And if Lewis gets it installed as well, and it's a bit... Is it a bit shooty bang for you, Elle?
I think I actually have it.
What?
No.
What?
All five of us?
Oh my God.
Can we team up in a five-some?
Yes. We're doing it now. We are in the middle of it. Did you not feel it?
Didn't make much of an
impression. It has been mentioned before that if I don't go aggressive, nobody feels it. Okay. Elle, have you got it? Can you check?
I don't know. Have you got it? I'm going to check.
I'm not sure it's really a conversation we need to have while we're recording.
It's you, by the way.
No, I think this is an important thing. Okay, look, we'll find out. I really enjoy this game. We went away from it for a little while because, to be honest... We were playing multiplayer, and I really enjoy it multiplayer because I like the feeling when I kill an actual person with a bullet rather than just an NPC.
Hmm.
However, one of the reasons that we stopped playing it was because people were getting really good. Like, really good. And there is supposedly a matchmaking system online, but essentially all it does is it matches you with the first people that it can find.
So it's just matchmaking of a like, sort, but
and it's supposed to be ranked, but annoyingly, because we've actually played it quite a lot before everybody got good, our rank is actually reasonably high. Like, I'm like level 63 or something like that. So I'm getting matchmade with people who are just fucking... Have you seen the film Wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Where they curve bullets around corners and shit. I'm sure they're doing that. Because I have no idea. I'm just dying every 2 seconds. But we went in and we played Terrorist Hunt, which is like the co-op mode.
Yeah.
There's actually another co-op mode that they brought into it now, but I think it was a time limited thing and it might have been gone in and come out. I'm not really sure.
Right.
But I was way more into it when we started playing it PvE rather than PvP. So I'm into doing this right now. It's a massive ass download, though. If you want the HD pack as well, it's like 90 gig.
Yeah, it took me most of a day to actually download and install it. And that was just the 60 gig version.
Yeah, it's an overnight job.
Mm. It is a big old thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, good fun.
Good. We've got another thing. I've got a thing. I've got a thing I want to talk about. And it involves... Lee. I'm sorry about this. The majority of the games that I play, when they're multiplayer, I end up playing with Lee. Now, what I did with this one was I thought, okay, I've been watching this game for a really long time, and I was all ready to get it and say, okay, look, we need to buy this. Two of us, we need to buy this. This game is called A Way Out. It's by the same person that made Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons, or like the same writer that made Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons.
Yeah.
And essentially, it is a narrative-driven escape from prison game, whereby, and the kind of gimmick with this is that it's split screen the majority of the time, but even if you're playing it online, it's still split screen, so you can still see. Even so, we played it online and the experience is exactly the same as if we were couch gaming. But then sometimes it's not just split screen, so if somebody is having, if one of the characters has got the majority of the storyline going on, then the split screen shifts so that the other character only gets kind of a letterbox, and the person who's got the majority of the dialogue going on has got the bigger section of the screen. And then there's sometimes where you've got kind of quick time event action sequences that are kind of choreographed fight scenes where it shifts from one of you to the other.
It's very cool. It's very cinematic.
It is ripped. Do you know what it is? It is a movie. It is a roughly 5-hour movie that you get to experience together.
Yeah.
It's only 5 hours.
I think it took us about six, but we had a few breaks and stuff. So I think there's about 5 hours worth of gameplay there.
Really?
Now,
all right, go back to the value.
There is an important thing. So we need to go back to the beginning of this. So I've been watching this game for absolutely ages, and I was really interested in it before I knew that it was by the guy that did Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons and all the rest of it. The game looks cool. It's tantamount to a point and click, kind of, but it isn't. It's quite slow. It's very narrative, story driven. There's a lot of people that you can talk to, but you don't have to if you don't want to. The big thing is only one person needs to buy it. So it came out, when it came out, and I bought it, I preloaded, I pre-purchased it.
That is cool.
For £25. Mm-hmm. So the game, brand new, on Origin, which is the platform that it's on, is £25. And that is cheap for a brand new game. Now, I call it a AAA game. I don't think it's really a AAA game because it is by a relatively small studio. But it is a big game. It's only £25. I've got Origin access, so I only paid like £22.50 or something like that because you get a discount. The other player only has to download a free demo. So it's like a free demo of the game that you can download. If you connect to somebody in the multiplayer mode that has got the full version of the game, you can play the whole game with them. So the second person doesn't need to pay a thing. So we paid £22.50 for both of us to get 5 hours worth of entertainment.
That's the same on consoles as well, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah, same on consoles. Yeah. It's not cross-platform, annoyingly, which is a bit of a shame. But their whole thing was basically, if you had two of you sat on a couch and playing this game, you would get this experience for one purchase. You would get, for £25 worth of purchase, both people would get the experience. So why should it be any different if you're playing it online?
This is Joseph Ferres is the guy that is behind this, and this was his brainchild. He really wanted this, and he really does try to shake things up when he makes a game, I think. And I think he's that one thing, that one part of the experience of not having to. I mean, you can go and play it with someone else, but I'm not sure how much more experience you're going to get from that. But
no, once you've completed it, it's a bit done. It's so, do you know what? And other people play it. So, and I put my wife, Hannah, and my friend into this game on the couch playing it. And they played it for a little while. And they play, I think they played it for about 30 minutes or so. And they both went, I'm a bit bored. We do something else. And there is, so there is that element. You do have to be careful. So we were into this game. We were ready for it. We knew what to expect.
I think part of the reason that we were into this game is the characters that we could relate to, because they kind of fitted our personality and age range fairly tightly. So
his character was a very considered old guy.
Level-headed.
Yeah, level-headed.
Experienced.
And
high,
and right from the very beginning, we were like, there's something weird about him. He's not telling the truth about certain things.
Yeah, that's
so
me.
It fit with him perfectly. My guy was hot-headed, run into it without thinking about it, guy with a great big nose and sideburns.
Yeah.
So the majority of those things I can relate to in some way. When you get into it, when you get into the characters and the mode and the story and all the rest of it, it is quite slow. There is an element of controlled pace to it, and it is very dialogue-driven and all the rest of it. I fucking love this. Mm-hmm. I cannot overstate how much I really enjoyed this game, and I try to be careful because people will go out and get this, and they'll play it now, and they'll find it very dull. Don't get this game if you're expecting it to be fast-paced. It isn't. Don't get this game if you're expecting it to have a lot of replayability. It won't. Don't get this game if you want to play on your own. You can't. That's another thing. There is no way of playing this game solo. You have to have a second person, be it co-op on a couch or co-op over the internet.
Does it not
have
matchmaking?
There is no matchmaking. You have to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I'm out.
So... Well, you can play with me. This is the thing. But you know, you have to know. If there's matchmaking on Xbox, I'm not aware of it. But probably yeah, certainly there didn't look like there was any matchmaking on PC. You had to invite somebody else that you knew into the game and play it with them.
I don't know how much... if you went into a game with Lewis, for instance, I don't know how much fun that would be for Lewis, because you know all the puzzles, you know how to do
everything. Yeah, because I've done it. That's the only problem. There's no variance. I mean, there are... In the game,
Ross, have you played this yet?
No, not yet, man.
You should play it, you two.
Okay, you two, I will, we will...
What is the nerdiest dub that you'll ever do?
It's fine, I have friends.
Oh my God. I have friends that aren't you. That sounded a bit defensive, El. are you all right? Do you know what? I recommend it. I fully understand that people would probably get a little bit bored in this game if they didn't know what they were getting into. I loved it. I thought the experience was fantastic. There are certain parts of this game that are full on Benny Hill, chasing the guy around the roof.
Yep.
Perfect example of that. There are some parts of this game that don't make a fat lot of sense, and we get caught for no decent reason, hiding in bushes while escaping from prison springs to mind. Mm-hmm. There are other parts of this game where both of us, while playing it, went, holy shit, that's amazing.
It happens again and again.
Certain set pieces in this game that play so well that you've got just the right amount of interactivity to feel like you're involved in the game.
Yeah.
When actually this is this amazing piece of filmmaking that's going on that you get to witness and feel involved in, even though realistically you're not doing anything. It's just amazing. There's a couple of choreographed fight scenes that are incredible. There is a chase scene on like a motorbike and a car that is just amazing.
It's not a spoiler to say they escape, because I mean the game's title kind of
alludes just give it to away
that. And if you watch any of the trailers, it shows you footage outside of the prison. But there's a scene in the hospital where you are in this chase scene where the two of you are split up in the hospital, and it's a single shot. Like, you get they often highlight a scene in a film where there is a single shot going on where the camera never cuts.
Yep.
And it's like that, where it pans in and out of air vents and follows one character through one part of the hospital and then cuts, no, it doesn't cut, seamlessly moves to the other character on a different floor by moving through, it's just amazing.
A window or an air vent. It's so one of you will have exclusive control for a certain amount of time. You're running away from cops or fighting cops or whatever. And then as you burst through a door, the camera kind of bursts through that door and then through the next door. And more people, the different person then gets control and is being chased by somebody else. And then it goes through a window and outside the building and through an air vent. And then you're following the other person. And then at one point it looks at a CCTV monitor.
Hmm.
And then you're seeing the other person as a side scroller. Do you know what? If you've watched this game, if you've seen it, if you've looked at it, if you've thought, oh, that might be something that me and my mate can play and we quite like it, do it. This absolutely is
now one of my top
it.
Five favourite games of all time.
I absolutely loved this game. It's so difficult. I'm really sorry if anybody else gets this and doesn't enjoy it, but it was spot on for us, and I thought it was absolutely amazing.
We were
if
very much else, target audience, though.
If, yeah, we are. If anybody else does get it and play it, let us know. Tell us on Twitter, at ReadyP2, because I'm really interested to hear what other people think of this. And we'll get it to Ross and Lewis so that they can play it and they can tell us how wrong we are.
Yes. Look,
we need to move on. We've spoken about that. We had to speak about that. A Way Out is such an... Oh, so good. But we need to do something else. So, important news bulletin.
Beep, 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 beep.
Thank you.
That was an excellent sound, Ross.
Important news bulletin. Not only are some of the Ready Player 2 crew going to EGX this year, not only... Am I going to Ready Player 2 EGX this year? Because I did that once, 1 year on my own. I was a bit Billy No Mates. All of the Ready Player 2 crew are and going me. To EGX this
oh
year.
My
and
God.
Lee. And Lee's coming too.
Yeah, boy.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this is EGX, the proper EGX, not Rest 1, in September in Birmingham at the NEC. If anybody else is going... Annoyingly, our t-shirt store on Spreadshirt has been closed down for some copyright infringement reasons or something. Not really sure. We will make our shirts available. If anybody wants to come and show their solidarity for Ready Player 2 with their Ready Player 2 t-shirts, let us know on Twitter and we'll make them available so people can order them somewhere. We're not really sure where. Yeah. But we're all going to be there. We're hopefully all going to be branded up. We're all going to be rocking it and hot-popping it. And hopefully we're going to have an amazing time. And I'm going all 4 fucking days. And I think half of you guys are going for at least 3 of the days as well. So we're going to have a great showing there this
4
year.
4 for me.
Ross and I are travelling up from Portsmouth on yes. Friday.
And I'm travelling from Wales.
Wales. And we're all going to be up. We're all going to be here. We're all going to be staying near Birmingham. And we're going to be going out drinking. We don't want anybody to come with us, though, so don't try.
We've got Ready Player 2 Towers.
We don't like you that
yeah.
much.
Yeah. No, do you know what I mean? We're going to be going out drinking on our own.
We like it's you, not but like not enough to talk to you.
No, it's not like we're going to get spotted in the street aspect. Either, let's face it. No, I'm excited. This is going to be amazing. If,
very
again,
excited.
If anybody else is going this year, if anybody else is thinking about going, I mean, if there wasn't enough reasons to go to EGX already, us going is at least one reason not to. But if you do go anyway... and you want to be up, that'd be amazing. We'll be around, like we say, 4 days. We'll be there. The Thursday, it's only going to be me and Lee, so, you know, don't trouble yourself. But if you come on the Friday...
I'm excited to see you guys.
No, Friday, Saturday or Sunday, then you'll see all of us. Every single one of us. We'll probably have lost Ross at some point.
I mean, you can't miss me, Lewis.
No, no, God, no, you think that. You think that. No,
we've already played
disappeared.
This game.
Yeah,
ninja,
we played the Hunt Ross game.
For, like... 10 minutes, and he had disappeared.
I'm a ninja treatment.
Yeah. We don't understand how he does it.
Like, anyone seen Ross? Like, where the fuck is
completely
he gone?
Gone. Really difficult.
He is literally nearly the same height as another normal person.
Yeah, he looks like a bearded telegraph pole, and we couldn't find him.
We need to get a helium balloon.
Yes. Like a red balloon around the way, like Jason.
Yeah.
No, that's what we need to do. No, because he lost him. That was he got hit by a car, Ross. I don't want him to be hit by a car. Spoilers for Heavy Rain, sorry. anyway, look, it's a really short story. We're all going to be there. We're all going to be at EGX. We're all going to be...
ballooned up.
Ballooned up and ready to go. Not in a weird way. Like, you made it sound a bit weird when you said it like that, I've got to be honest. But in a normal way, we're going to be ballooned up.
Ballooned up in a not normal way.
I don't want to. I don't. Well, you guys are staying in the house.
We're
going to
be covered
in
balloons and just pop them one at a time.
Oh my God, we could run at each other. It'd be amazing.
No. We talked about this. Oh, good grief.
The Ready Player 2 mini game challenge.
Guys, get away from me. No, stop.
Oh, suggestions, please, on Twitter.
No. Have you met our listeners? That is a bad idea.
They're all as deviant as us.
If you're there, if you're going to EGX this year, we would love to meet up. We'd love to see people there. And, I mean, only for a short period. Like, don't get too clingy.
There's a Spoons in the NEC, so we'll just go and have a beer.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll go. Well, I might not because I'm probably going to be driving, but I'll be beer adjacent.
That sucks to be you.
That's it. I'm excited about this. I'm really excited about this. This is a Can't big wait. Showing for us at EGX. We've been most years, but this is one of the first times in... God, when was the last time we were all there? Was it 2013?
2013,
yeah.
And Lee wasn't there.
I had hair.
No, he wasn't. I wasn't even born then.
Lee, we never brought any of our other hosts.
I had hair and no children.
We've had loads of other hosts. We never took any of them. Are you feeling privileged now?
I do. I feel like one of the family now.
You should
Part
do.
Part of the family, son!
In fairness, we're only taking you because you're paying for parking.
Wait.
Right! We're moving on. Right, we're back. We've got something magical, amazing, exciting.
Oh, Jesus.
No. Oh, God. Oh,
you
my God.
You said I can do soundboards
no.
in the game.
Oh, fucking
never started box. The game yet, you.
There was a loophole. Right, we're back. Annoyingly and excitingly, we've got a game. But Quizmaster Bell is not in charge of the game. Arguably, nobody is going to be in charge of this game. But Lee is going to be attempting to run it. So... I'm not 100% sure what's going to happen here, but he's fucking planned this, and there's been a thought gone into it, and there's like a buzzer, and it, I mean, this is way more comprehensive than most of Ross's games. No offense, Ross.
No,
we've even got a jingle.
So oh my God, there's a jingle. Fully expect this to crash and burn in the most glorious way. However,
I'm already worrying.
I want Lee to go on, explain what the hell is going on here.
Okay, this game is called What the Fuck Are They On About?
Okay, it's catchy.
Actually, this is
just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, exactly. This could actually be the name of the podcast.
The sub podcast. Okay, here's the jingle.
That's the worst jingle ever.
That kind of sounds like a horror movie. Entrance for a king.
Chivalry times.
So, I thought it was important to actually say what the podcast was called. The game was called before I played the jingle because I don't know if you can actually work it out.
No, you can't. You have no idea. It's like a horn fanfare with like a weird orc talking.
So, what I've done.
This is already the best game. Oh no! Oh my God! It's okay. Got so. Oh my God, if you didn't hear this at the beginning of the podcast, he's got a soundboard and we've allowed him to use it during the game. I really
apologize. Special
permissions that are likely to be revoked.
The first and only time you're going to hear this game.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and Lee for the rest of the podcast.
Random.
I'm still coming to EGX.
Okay, explain how this is going to work. Ignore L. No, it's fine. There's candles on the floor.
So did Ross and I win by?
I think we won.
No, 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 no.
Forfeit.
Look at my face. Sorry, everybody.
Oh my God,
I'm so excited. So, Rich and L can't compete, so...
Okay.
I could still get the
buzzer. Win by proxy.
Yeah. That's not how it works.
Right, so we've got two
L
teams.
Just
Rich and L are playing together, and Lewis and Ross are playing together. So, Rich and L, what is your team name, please?
Oh my God, I don't know. This is a lot of pressure, but L?
Oh, shit.
Do we really need team names?
Yeah.
The Screaming Duck Lords.
I mean, I was going to go with Mother Quackers, but there we go.
That'll be fine. Okay. Mother Quackers. Mother Quackers is good. And I knew it had to be duck related.
Lewis and Ross?
Tree Enterprises.
Tree Enterprises.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my. Was that off the top of your dome? He's dropped the mic. Is that him dropping the
mic? What? No.
I heard a ruffling. I thought that was it. Tree Enterprises. I'm done.
Mic drop.
Okay, so what I've done is I've gone back through lots of the old podcasts and I've snipped out a little bit of chat where one of you is talking about a game, or one or more of you is talking about a game, and I've bleeped out the game. So you have to guess from the clip what that game is. And we have a buzzer, so what will happen is you will get 2 points if you guess the other team's game, So if it's a rich game and Lewis or Ross guess it, they will get 2 points. If you guess your own game, you only get 1 point.
Right. Okay.
I'm with
it. Okay. Fastest but we can buzz it so we can buzz in on anything. What happens if you buzz and you absolutely have no clue and you just buzz because you didn't want anybody else to?
You lose a point.
Yeah, I'm just leaving that there. Okay, let's do this.
An example. Here we go.
I'm gonna say
it kind of sounds like we get excited.
I'm more interested in SteamOS and Steambox and the pad than I am.
Okay, Louis, it comes up Louis Kong. Why did you put your name down as Louis?
Just confused you.
Thought that was your name Louis. For a really long time.
It's Half-Life 3.
Yep, very good. Okay, there we go.
Oh, what?
We said this in the chat before.
We're in trouble.
You know Lewis wins games on this podcast. Yeah, why would you even team with anyone but Lewis?
Do you know what? I won top three the other week when you weren't here.
Yeah, I'm coming for you.
Come at me, bro. Right, okay.
So we're going to go... in that case, we're going to go Lewis first. I'm going to pick... I've got a selection, so I'm going to pick...
Wait, hang on. So You're going to play one of my games.
A clip of you, yep.
Oh, God.
Another precious ramps up.
Okay, here we go.
I clean forgot that I played and finished the first chapter of...
Yes. Oh, yeah, go on, that's big news. Go on, then.
It's...
Ross has buzzed.
Pressure, the Wolf Among Us.
Correct.
No way.
So that's 1 point for Tree Enterprises.
Get in.
Shit the bed. Okay.
I didn't even know that.
Well done, Ross.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and on to the other side. I'm going to go with L.
Oh, shit.
Nobody remembers any of the games she played.
This one.
So I've been playing a lot of... and by a lot, I mean a lot.
Oh, L has...
Oh, well's in.
What is it?
Stardew Valley.
Incorrect.
Oh, really?
Right, no. L is frozen out. Uh-oh. Rich can still answer.
Oh my god, we lost a point.
But you have lost a point.
Sorry.
From your 0 points.
Yeah. I played a lot of it.
You're on minus points.
Right, I have to start the clip again, sorry.
Okay.
So I've been playing a lot of... and by a lot, I mean a lot. Which is good. I love survival games. I like zombie games. And when the two come together, that makes me very happy. Especially when you're a builder.
I want a buzzword on this
one. Is this the DayZ Minecraft crossover?
Yes.
With like...
I
listened to this podcast yesterday.
Lewis.
Is this 7 Days to Die?
Correct.
Well done. No,
that's God. 2 points for Team Tree Enterprises. Smashing so we are at 3-1.
What?
Sorry.
Oh man,
it's my bad.
It's not your fault. I don't. Oh my God.
Ross's go. Okay, are you ready? Here we go.
What have you been doing?
Well, I've tried to play other games, but.
Oh yeah. Well, that's kind of understandable. Have you seen the PS4? Reveal trailer?
Yes.
Oh, there's a sigh. Why is there a sigh?
It's going to cost me a fortune, isn't it?
Oh, I buzzed.
Rich has buzzed.
Oh, oh, no. Oh, L, I'm really sorry.
It's okay.
What's your answer?
It's got to be... I'm really worried.
It's a sports ball one, isn't it?
It's a sports ball one, right? And I'm torn between two. I'm going to go with NBA.
Correct. Yeah. 2 points.
NBA. Yeah. Whoa. Mother Hold the fucking 60. Horses. No,
it
what NBA game?
It didn't 16. Actually mention it in that clip.
Oh.
I'm going to go with NBA.
But I think it was 16 anyway.
Yeah.
Good job, Rich. So
thank you.
3-1.
3-1.
So it's now...
I'm calling collusion.
No, it was. You've got way more points than us.
So Rich is the last one to go.
Okay.
Here we go.
We get more points
if
you get
the trailers and everything. Have you seen the kind of VHS scan lines and the crazy pink neon theme that it's got?
No!
All right, just passed as well.
Blood Dragon.
Fuck.
Correct.
Yeah.
It could only be Blood Dragon.
Yeah.
Damn it!
It's the neon lines that gave it away.
I was clicking as it came up saying Lewis a buzz. I was like, no! That's our first ever game.
Called...
What the fuck are you doing? A live reading.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Do I get to come back on the podcast?
Yes, yeah. You do.
But only to play this.
Yeah. If the whole podcast was this game, I'd be happy. Actually, if the whole podcast was that jingle, I'd be equally as okay.
If you want it as a ringtone or as a message alert, I will actually make an MP3 for you.
Oh, look, we're gonna have to call it. I'm feeling a bit gaseous now. Not because we lost, which was El's fault mostly, but yeah, we I'll did.
You did, and it was expected.
And it was.
Throw my Oreos at you, sir.
I knew you were going to be amazing at that, though.
Biting my thumb at him currently. Right, look, we are going to come back. We are definitely going to do that game again. I really enjoyed that. We've been rabbiting on for absolutely freaking ages now, so we're going to have to call this podcast a day. This has been Ready Player 2, episode 73. You can find us at ReadyP2 on Twitter, Ready Player 2 on Facebook, but I can't remember the link, so you're going to have to search it in the Facebook searchy thing. You can find us at Ready Player 2, that's TWO.co.uk. You can find L at...
Escaping IRL. In the internet.
You can find Lee at...
ZZLeeZZ. I'll also be doing in a future episode a Lee's Nintendo News.
Holy shit.
What? He's taking over my bit.
No, he's taking over. He's taking over, Ross. Don't let him do it. He's trying to become you.
I'm afraid to share a house with him. I'm going to wake up dead, aren't I?
Yes. I really want to be tall.
I'm just going to end up waking up with Lee wearing Ross's skin.
Oh my god.
I'll be there like pancakes.
It'd fit too, just like an ill-fitting beard. Oh my god! You can find Lewis at
Louis Kong,
and you can find Ross in Lee's fucking back garden. Apparently,
yeah, for the time buried. I'm on Ross by 1984.
You can find all of us at the moment on Mixer. What's the Mixer channel? Is it Ready Player 2?
Yeah, Mixer.com/ReadyPlayer2. The number
no
two.
Spaces. No, the I number thought it
t-
was...
Oh, is it TWO?
Yeah, TWO.
No, it might be just to keep things mixed up so people can never fucking find us. It's mixer.com/ReadyPlayer.
We are streaming a lot as well, so come
We're streaming quite a lot at the moment, and we're all streaming different games, and there's some VR shit, and there's some non-VR stuff, and there's some funny stuff, and we're trolling people on Mixer and all the rest of it. Yeah. You can find us at ReadyPlayer2TV on YouTube. You can find us hosted on acast.com, where
/ReadyPlayer2.
The number two, where you can download or you can listen to all of our podcasts through there, either on the website. Our website is now being updated, readyplayer2.co.uk, with all the latest episodes and videos and other funny things that we're doing. I think that's about it. That's everything that we've got to mention, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, because I want to go and watch the wrestling.
Yes, and all. Okay.
All right, thanks for the commitment. It's been a really long podcast. That's it. We're done. Ready Player 2, episode 73. Peace out.
What? Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
That was Buzz.
I couldn't help it, sorry.
3. Fucking Spanish flea in my head now, Lee. Thanks.
Yeah, you need to replace it with something. I've got some other ones.
I'm just going to get a top of water.
Oh, now have I. Now have I.
Now have I, Yoda.
Now have I.
But it's Homer's version. I've got Homer in my head with the song in Homer's head.
Oh my god, what is going on? I'm okay with this being the whole podcast, actually. Oh, tell me, have you got the Benny Hill music on there?
I can do it probably quite quickly because I can just put up YouTube.
Oh, my God. So now we don't even have a soundboard. Like, Lee is the soundboard.
Yeah, Lee is it.
We've got an entire fifth podcast host to just make sounds.
Go on.
Has everybody filled out the doodle?
Yes, but now I'm distracted by videos of how to make your own horns.
What?
Wait, what?
I resisted the klaxon as well. Oh,
you need the Tim Westwood.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. Lightning bolt. Yeah, baby.
No, just Tim West with the klaxons with the dropping the bombs. Tim,
this is
Westward
off the chain, man.
Klaxon. I really.
I'm 58 pretending to be 18.
I'm 58.
Sorry,
pretending
that's
to be 18.
No, not Al. It's Lee. Oh, I got it backwards.
Oh my god.
What? Oh dear.
How can you confuse us? We're very
anti
L.
It's difficult. Right, we're doing a clap.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wait.
How long does it take to get your
ready?
Hands up? Jeff is fine.
Right. 1, 2, 3, Jeff.
1, 2, 3, yeah. Jeff. Not offending anybody. It's
location
agnostic.
What about Jeff, though?
No, he's all right.
Jeff's cool.
Jeff is
all
right, though, Jeff.
All right, Jeff's all good,
man. Jeff's a fan of the cut podcast.
Yeah, the wet Jeff.
I want it in writing that he's cool with it, though.
We're going to do Jeff after three.
One, two, three,
Jeff.
What the hell was that?
I needed. I'm recording two streams, so I had to make a noise on the other one.
What was the bubble all about?
That's a correct answer.
Right, go on, upstairs. Let's do.
Right, okay.
Do
it, okay. Do
it. Yeah, because we've been fanning around for 10 minutes now.
Yeah, too long. Too fucking.
Hello, everybody.
Too fucking
yeah.
No, shut your face. You're not the host. You're not the host of me.
I'm most of you.
Shush.
The hostess with the mostest.
No. Oh my god, it's going back. It's going back. Fucking five people. This is already.
Who is holding it in?
Outtake's going to be long.
Right, okay, hang on. calm it. Calm your shit. Is he calm?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Sorry.
Your shit was not calm.
It was less than calm.
I could hear you inhaling to get ready then. Like...
That was it. That was me winding up.
Alright, I've just got to get on my face. Go on.
Calm your shit. Calm your shit.
All right.
My shit is calm.
Good.
Holy shit! We are a crew of deviants!
Hey?
Whoa.
Oh my god.
I'm so sorry. I thought I'd muted it.
Yeah, no, don't do that anymore.
I had actually muted it.
Alright. So I've lost it. Really good. Like, really good.
What is the nerdiest number that you'll ever know? It's fine. I have friends.
I'm not sure who to put with who, though. I think I think you're all going to be really good at this.
Me and Ross, Rich and Al.
Oh, okay. Shit. I'm going to be, like, the worst person. I can tell it now.
I thought that was your confidence level in Rich, then.
No, that was my confidence level in me.
Oh, fucking
I just realised, like, Jesus. Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm yeah. Short, isn't it?
When I'm drunk, I'm going to be singing the Dragon Ball Z theme tune. It's a favourite of mine.
That's very specific.
I know.
No buzzer abuse, people. Don't use that click.
Teams have been decided, Rich.
Oh my god, there's teams? Okay, yeah. Am I with Al? Can I be with Al?
You are with Al.
Yes! Fucking right.
I don't know.
We're going to storm them, Al.
I don't know what we're going to do. I'm so panicked.
We're win.
There's just like a horrible popping noise going on now.
So, right, I feel like the other team's cheating. Can we get them disqualified, please?
Ron, the actual fuck.
I really like that. That was all right.
Well done, everybody. You did really good.
Okay.
That was so stressful.
Yeah, good game, Lee.
Lewis, don't encourage it. Oh my god.
we need to limit your use of soundboard.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I probably. Yeah. It's
no, they no, no.
Do it.
No, that's fine. That's no. fine. I was okay with that. It's fine.
It's just doing. I know that I can push a button on L that does that.
Again, you're staying in a house with him. Right.
I'm bringing that with me.
That was good.